This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a brand new company and a brand new guest, and I tell you what, I've been following this company now for about 6 months, and I believe that 2018 is going to be a huge breakout year for them. I'm talking no other than PDX Partners. Unless you've been living under a rock, there's been a lot of activity in the stock. It's trading at about half a penny, and I tell you, that is grossly undervalued. Well, they trade on the OTC markets. Take a look at them. PDXP. And with us today is the CEO of the company, Patrick Johnson. Patrick, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
You know, give my listeners a little bit about statement of who you guys are and how you make your money.
Well, PDX is primarily a telecom company where we do advertising for iPhone applications. Primarily, that's our focus, core focus, but we've also stepped into some other revenue producing business models as well going forward. But telecom is primarily what we're about, and anything that kind of offshoots off of that space, we're involved in. Oh, we also have an insurance agency as well, but that also has a tie-in.
You know, what were some of your biggest successes in 2017? Because I know recently you just took over the company in 2017.
Well, I think what we were able to do is, and you know, in this space, one of the hardest things to do is to get your stock to trade, you know, and I would say that has been the biggest I would say I'm most proud about being able to get our information out, you know, to where it matters, and to bring in some volume and liquidity to the stock. Because once you have that, then it's easier, much easier, obviously, to run your business and move your business forward, whether it be from attracting other institutional investors to being able to get debt restructures and things of that nature to clean your balance sheet, which also makes the company stronger. So I would say that would be the thing that I'm most proud of, being able to accomplish in such a short period of time.
You know, following your company the last 6 months and going back and doing some of my research, looking at some of your 8Ks and 10Qs, one, you're based in Portland. Two, I'm proud that you guys did a share reduction. Three, you guys acquired a revenue company called AMC. I believe those numbers for the first time revenues are going to fall on your balance sheet around the end of the first quarter, beginning of the second quarter. Can you tell us anything else about some of the new developments that you guys are doing and what some of your projection goals for 2018 are?
Well, the good thing about telecom or advertising is that, you know, you're dealing with computer analytics when you're advertising, you know, your business, right? You're getting a ratio off of whatever your spend is. And once you can narrow that down, there's no human error in that business. You know, Joe can't miscut a piece of wood and now it's off. There's no human error, right?
Right.
All you have to do is just throw money at it at that point. You know, and that's one of the easiest kinds of businesses to run, and so that's why it's so special. You know, I think the telecom space is not, I mean, it's not the only place where it's at, but it could be very, very lucrative, and we have a low overhead company, right? So, you know, we don't have to worry about paying, you know, exorbitant. We have very low overhead,
right?
And
right.
So when you have those factors in place, you're set to make a big run. And plus, we have an $11 million tax loss carry forward, which is great for anybody that's buying the stock. Stock has a low float, very low float. You know, what we did was what we did was is we had some aged debt on the books, and at that time we had about 41 million shares issued and outstanding. No, yeah, we had 41 million shares in the float. I held the other 500 myself.
Right.
So what I did was I took it on the chin, right, for the team. So I said, look, we're going to go ahead and get this debt off the books, and I'm just going to cancel all the stock that I have, all the common stock that I have. It didn't matter to me because all I'm doing is just holding it. You know, it's just in a safe somewhere.
Right.
So it didn't matter. So once we got that debt off the books, we still wound up getting back to the original issue and outstanding. A little more, but you're still around the same place. So we're able to get that liquidity on the stocks, and in the end, get to the exact same place we were when we first started.
So are you telling me and my listeners that your float now is around 43 million shares?
No. It was prior to us removing some debt off the books.
I see.
No, right now, yeah. That was the game plan.
And your market cap is still around 2.6 million?
Yes.
I wanted to ask you, I saw it in a press release, you got a new VP Corp Development guy, and he's an NFL player. Can you bring us up to speed? What's he going to do for the company, and why him? I think Rashaw.
Well, you know, Rashad Bowman.
Yes.
I'm an ex NFL football player as well.
Oh.
No, I played 8 years in the National Football League and 2 years in Canada. Well, almost 2 years. And Rashad and I played football together at the University of Oregon. Very, very, very dynamic guy. Has a mind for business. He totally fits that role. I mean, he's running a successful business here locally in Portland, you know, regarding kids and athletics, which is something that I'm very passionate about. So it's just a perfect fit. And you know, I've only been in this game for about maybe 10 years, but I'm at the position now that I have to start looking at paying it forward and giving others an opportunity. Now, I started in the same capacity as Rashad, and so I know what it takes. So I knew he was he's definitely the right fit. But he's going to be kind of being a great soundboard for me, and also interfacing with all of the subsidiaries and other potential opportunities outside of the business.
Hey, Patrick, while I got you on the line here, tell us about the Apple in-apps iOS-based rescue aid. What is that exactly?
So Life Matters is a surreptitious recording device. In 41 of 50 states, you're now allowed to record phone conversations due to single-party notification. The single-party is you.
Okay.
So there's a great need for that, you know, in any type of capacity. It could be like in a safety situation. Let's just say someone breaks into your home or something like that. You're able to record at a very high level anything that's going on around you. So the app is $1.99 to download, and if you ever need a recording, I believe it's $7.99. But you know, we looked at the pricing of the actual download. But if you're in a situation where you really need it, $8 is nothing.
No, I agree.
And that's just kind of how we looked at it.
I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about the 800-pound gorilla sitting in the room. I want my listeners to listen up to this. Somehow you guys got connected with the NVC fund that comes with 350 million assets, basically per unit at $7,160. Tell us when that's going to actually fall on your balance sheet, and how did you guys acquire it?
So yeah, let me tell you. So I live in Portland, Oregon, and Dallas, Texas. I was contacted by a fund, by an NVC fund, and at this time they were looking to move assets from the private into the public. They're a substantial fund. They do large infrastructure development projects overseas, particularly in Africa, and as well as in the U.S. They are substantial. They have gone through and had all of their assets approved with the SEC under CUSIP and Trust Unit. They've gone through all the proper protocols, and it was just kind of like a gift from God. I was the only way I could. I mean, that's the only way I could describe it.
Right.
To be contacted and for them to give me the opportunity. And the good thing about it is the number that I asked for from them, it was 350, was small, because they're in the process of moving more assets into the public.
Wow.
Just a very, 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 plus their AAA rated assets. So PDX will be one of the, maybe the only, with the exception of my other two companies, small cap with AAA rated assets on its books, period. So if you know of any, you know, I'd like to find out who that is.
Absolutely.
No, but we expect these to fall on our books March 30th in our Q1 this year, going into Q2.
You've been listening to Patrick Johnson. He is the CEO of PDX Partners, Inc. Well, they trade on the OTC markets. Ticker symbol PDXP. Patrick, we're kind of running out of time. So in closing here, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate to the listeners?
No, I think that's pretty much where we are. You know, we're kind of in a lull right now. We're in the process of raising capital. Legal has already began the process of getting ready to file a tier one Reg A plus, which once we get further down the road, we'll announce when we get approved, and we'll be off to the races at that point. So that's pretty much where we are.
Patrick, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's a pleasure to have you on here. Hopefully you'll come back on in about 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Yes, sir. Just let me know when. I'll be available.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.